Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey.
We're here. Hello. This is Evangelist Alice Bryant.
God bless you. How are you doing?
This is Dr. Zamico Jackson.
Noah.
Noah. Okay.
Oh, you got green on. Okay, we're going to make it work.
I got on what?
Green.
I don't have no green on.
That is green.
What's green?
Nothing but green
flowers. The little flower thing?
Yeah, we're going to make it work.
You think that's going to, that's just a little bit of spot of green. That's going to hurt me?
We're going to see. Let me get you in the camera.
Oh, Lord.
It looks good, though.
Oh, I know it's gonna hurt me though. Don't wear no green. Don't wear any green.
Yeah. You wanna get the mic on? Get my phone. Yes, ma'am. Son is done. So he moves after an hour. I'll confirm it with him.
Is my boy white?
Where's she going to put that? Where's that microphone? The handheld mic. They're going to put that handheld mic down there just in case you need to grab it.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to start out, we have
While you're doing that, I'll talk to you. What I would love for you to do is to kind of open up when it counts down, kind of introduce the show and everything, and what you're going to be talking about tonight, just going to introduce it, take like a minute or so, just kind of introducing the guest, and we'll be right back. And then when you said we'll be right back, I'm going to play some promos about seeding into the ministry and stuff like that, and that right there.
Okay.
And then you'll come right back in.
Okay.
And then it'll be back on you. And when it comes back on you at that point in time, then you do your thing. And then whenever you're ready to open the lines, you let me know.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Are you theoretically ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Do this.
Let's see how it looks.
Okay. Unfortunately, I can't because
okay.
I've got you on
already
the.
On. Okay.
But let me. Oh, let me. You know what? Let me make sure. This. Okay. Thank you.
Should I watch my live comments or my watch party comments? Which one? If I do a watch party, so I can see.
Okay, I don't know which one to tell you.
Okay.
Because watch party sometimes has a different set of comments.
Right. Okay, you doing a live comment anyway, watch me.
I am.
Okay.
No, oh, will you zoom in with her on that camera? Thank you. All right, we're getting ready to go. 5, 4, 3, 2.
God bless everybody. God bless everybody. Welcome to Prophetic Fire Show with your host, Apostle Laura Campbell. And I'd like to take the time to introduce somebody. We have Evangelist Alice Bryan with us. And we're from the Prophetic Institute and Healing Center. And we are excited today. We will be talking about pregnant with purpose. Amen. So somebody is pregnant in this hour. Spiritually and naturally, glory to God. So we are excited about what God is about to speak through us on today. And you know we're going to take some calls. We're going to prophesy. We're going to speak into your life after we get right back. Thank you for joining Prophetic Fire Show. I thank God for each and every one of you all. Now, you know we will be doing this every Friday night at 9 p.m. Also, we would like to talk about the Prophetic Institute and Healing Center that's at 1436 Edgewood Avenue West, right next door to the Household of Faith, right behind the Edgewood Avenue Post Office. Well, we have services on Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Now, let's get into this word. We're going to talk about being pregnant with purpose. We're going to come out of Luke chapter 1. And, you know, God was giving me the word about being pregnant as mothers, you know, fathers don't understand what it means to get pregnant, you know. You know, pregnancy carries a lot. You know, it does a lot to your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit. So being pregnant, I don't know about you. When I first got the news, I was pregnant with a shock. Amen. And I'm sure today is going to be a shock to somebody as we tell you you're pregnant. And you're pregnant with purpose. Glory to God. So as I looked into the word of God, of course, out of Luke 1, we're going to talk about Elizabeth first. Okay. Is that all right?
Yes.
And what I looked at in the word, Elizabeth was barren. She had no child. And she was within her old age. She was stricken in years. So I was thinking, I said, wow, God, you waited all that time to allow Elizabeth to go without a child, and then her husband comes home and tells her she's pregnant. You know, so I can imagine all the things that ran through her mind that, you know, wow, all of a sudden, you know, the Bible says her reproach was taken away. So I know it's some people right now out there that feel like they're in a reproach with God, you know, that they're in trouble with God. They have something that God has given them to do, and they're not seeing the birth of it. You know, so when you think of how people would look at their lives and look at what God has given them or what they're pregnant with, what they're carrying, what they've been trying to get off the ground and it's not manifesting, they haven't seen the curation of it, I can imagine they're saying, when God, why God? Some of probably the same questions that Elizabeth would have said. Amen? What do you think, woman of God?
Well, when the angel told her husband that she was going to have a child and she was well old in age, praise God. Truly, God wants to be spiritually pregnant with a ministry or a business, something that, you know, his will want to come to. He want to show his grace and his mercy and how he's blessing his people today, praise God. Praise God. Truly, Elizabeth, well, her husband didn't believe, praise God.
Right,
and thank God the Lord had to shut her husband's mouth. Zachariah, praise God, because if the angel didn't shut his mouth, the baby would not have been born, praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And that's what another point that I wanted to make, that, you know, sometimes God will hide your purpose so you can't curse it with your mouth. We know the death and life and the power of our own tongue. And some things that we can speak out of our mouth that will cause the baby not to be birthed, to cause not your business to be birthed, cause not your ministry to come to the fruition. So sometimes God will allow us to get into that place where we have to worry about, you know, what we're saying out of our mouth. We have to be so careful of what we're saying out of our own mouth so that we don't curse our own baby, that it won't be birthed, you know, because everybody that gets pregnant don't always have a baby. Amen. So it comes a place in time that we have to be so careful how we nurture and carry what God has given us. Amen. Now, I'm excited. We're going to take some calls. We're going to prophesy. I'm just so excited about, you know, the word that the Lord has given me, that people are pregnant with purpose right now. And we have men that are pregnant with ministry. We have young men, young ladies that are pregnant with businesses. They're pregnant with so much purpose, you know, because the enemy is always trying to make us feel like our life has no purpose. Amen. And I'm thankful that some of the things that came to my in my life that I'm doing right now that wasn't told to me at a premature age, you know, because, of course, I probably would have ran. I would have hidden. Amen. Because Elizabeth wouldn't hid. Amen. After she hit 5 months, right, she hid herself. And I am probably just that one. I probably would have hid myself. You know, and if somebody right now that may be stricken with age, they may be older, you know, and feel like, how can I start a business? How can I start a ministry now? I'm well past stricken with age. Amen. But don't nothing get old but close, right? And then they come back in style, right? Amen. I know some stuff I wore back in the 80s that didn't come back. Amen.
That's right.
So I'm a firm believer that no matter how old you are, how young you are, when God has given you something, it's going to be birth.
Yes.
Long as you don't get your mouth on it and get your hands and let God be God, it's going to be birth. And it's going to come to the fullness, and it's going to come in full manifestation. And that's what we want. We want ministry to come into full manifestation. We want it to be birth. Now, we're going to take some calls. Now, at this time, I want y'all to share this broadcast, because I want somebody that may be on your timeline, that may be pregnant right now, they may need a word of encouragement to say, no, baby, you're not too old. No, you're not too young. You can go forward from what God has given you. You have dreams and visions. You have goals. You have things that God has placed in your belly, in your womb, and it has to be birthed.
Yes.
I'm telling you, somebody right now, your head is crowning. Glory to God. And you have that last push. Oh, I feel the preacher right now. You have that last push. And if you're a mother, you know how that last push, that's the hardest push. That's the last, oh my God. It's like that's the last push. And it's the hardest push. But I come today as those spiritual midwives. We're going to help them push today. We're going to help somebody push. Glory to God. We're going to help somebody bear around. Glory to God. The baby is crowned and been in long enough. And now it's time to push. Now it's time to let that baby go. Glory to God. I'm excited. Amen.
Praise God.
Now, you got an opportunity right now to share this broadcast. Like I said, we're going to pray. Now, also, the Cash App. Post the Cash App because you have an opportunity to name your seed. You may not be able to get in to pray. You may not be able to get a prophetic word. Name your seed, and we're going to pray live over your money. We don't even have to say your name, but we're going to pray over what you have given us to pray over. Whatever your prayer request, God just told me to tell everybody to sow a $10 seed. And in your $10 seed, put in the comment what you want us to pray about. And that way we can pray about what God has given us, you to want us to pray about. We want to make sure, hallelujah, glory to God, that your seed is prayed up over, hallelujah, glory to God. And we'll make sure, glory to God, that by that you are able to say, hey, apostle, evangelist, we want you to pray over this business. We want you to pray over our marriage. Glory to God. And we want to prophesy live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Also, you have an opportunity to join my Facebook page, Laura Campbell Ministries. You can set up an appointment because we can only say so much on the live broadcast, but if you set an appointment, that way you'll have at least about an hour or so with me where we can pray and prophesy to you and speak into your life with more depth. Glory to God. You know, we want to make sure that we're speaking to your life and we're speaking to your whole soul. We want to minister to your every aspect of your life. Glory to God. So you can set an appointment on Apostle Campbell Ministries. Glory to God. It's Laura Campbell Ministries. I'm sorry. My Facebook page is Apostle Laura Campbell. And also Evangelist Alice Bryant. She's on Facebook as well. And she is a pillar of the Prophetic Institute and Healing Center. So we thank God for the ones that's going already. Glory to God. So we're going to take some calls and we're going to make sure we're as you're sowing, make sure you're putting in the caption what you want us to pray in regards to, so we can make sure that we're praying over your seed, what you want us to pray in regards to. So that $10, glory to God.
Amen.
Now, the phone number is right on the broadcast. That way we can pray for you as well. And we're going to call out the last four digits of your phone number so you know that it's your turn. Hallelujah, glory to God. But I'm telling you, sow that seed, and put a request on your seed.
Yes.
You know, when we make our request known before the Lord,
Praise
He will honor it, glory to God.
Yes.
And it's power in numbers.
Amen.
The Bible
Praise
says
the
one chases 1,000, two chases 10,000, and we're going to send demonic forces to fight.
Amen.
Praise so I'm excited. Amen. I want to talk a little bit more about Elizabeth. Amen. How she hid herself. How she, you know, and I don't think, what do you think she hid herself for? Do you think she was on the press?
Oh, what? I believe she hid herself because, you know, she hid herself because people would probably start, like, criticizing her at her age to have a baby, how old she was. They would start, like, making maybe fun of her.
Right.
But at the same time, God was giving her a miracle, praise God. I believe she hid herself, you know, so no negative word would not come against that baby in her womb.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. And no, you know, she wouldn't have a miscarriage. It was better for her to hide herself.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Well, and that's how you have to be in this hour, too. You can't let people know prematurely what you got going on. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible tells us, don't let the left hand know what the right one is doing. Amen.
Amen.
So some things you have to keep a secret. Some things you have to keep under wraps. And
Amen.
Still, you know, because people will pray against it. They
That's
will speak negative words.
Right.
They'll have you in unbelief. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
You know what God has told you, what he's already commissioned you to do.
Amen.
And people will talk you out of your blessing.
That's
Amen.
Right. Yeah, they will send fiery dots to our feet. They will send those negative words. And that's what the Lord could put on the shield of faith, praise God. So when those fiery dots come, they can bounce back because the shield of faith will protect you, praise God.